Welcome, podcast listeners, to The Wellness Connection. My name is Karen Bell, your host, the occupational therapist and health and wellness coach, passionate about wellness, bringing quality living to everyday life. And we have
G Forte, producer, and quasi co-host, I guess, most of the time, right?
Yes. Ditto, we'll take it.
So, as all you listeners know, we do have a special guest today who you will hear from very shortly, probably before we even introduce her, because I don't, from what little I know about her, I can't imagine her sitting idly by as we have this introduction without having something to contribute to it, because I think it's pretty compelling. We always start with a review of our wellness journey, and I guess we can start there. I'll start. I'm not going to put Karen on the spot this time.
Oh, sorry.
So my wellness journey for the last week or so. Been battling a little upper respiratory disturbances.
Hey, that was last week. Last week.
So it kind of got worse. Through the beginning of last week, it was pretty miserable. Ugh. So I cycled through a few different interventions to find something that was going to work for me. Mm-hmm. Because I prefer the symptoms of the allergies or cold to the side effects of medicine sometimes. I'll just deal with the sore and the... I finally found something that worked well enough for me. Maybe it could be that the thing was just running its course and mm-hmm. I was just getting better anyway. Mm-hmm. But so dealing with that really makes me appreciate the 98% of the time when I'm just fine. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when your health takes a little bit of a turn, it really brings like the gratitude for the times when you just feel well and whole. You don't even notice most of the time that you're okay. You just take it for granted.
And it's true. I mean, my patients who I'm treating with various diagnoses that have a disruption in their life, they say the same thing. To see them emotionally being challenged with having to go through that journey of trying to get their lives back on track to some level of normalcy, they'll call it, where their health has been disrupted, they're like flabbergasted. They're like, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. I would never have dreamed, you know, that just not being able to use one hand would affect my life so impactfully. I was like, yes. So that's when you're right. I like how you brought that to the table today, talking about having a mishap or some change in your normalcy of your life and your health, that it affects you tremendously.
Yeah. So gratitude is sort of where I landed with that. And just gratitude and being willing to include the fact that I wasn't able to do all the things that I hoped I would get done during that time, and not running myself back to illness with stress. Just say, okay, I have missed a couple days, I'm a little bit behind, but I'm just gonna keep pushing, and you know, everything will work out.
Awesome.
So that's kind of where I'm. I still got a few things in the queue, but you know, it's gonna be all right.
There you go. I love how you had that self-care. We call that self-care when we can accept and adjust, you know, our lifestyle and our wants, what we got to get done, because stress, that would have took you in another loop.
Maybe. Yeah, you really have no choice, though.
Yeah.
You have to accept it.
You had to accept it.
And keep it going.
Keep it going.
Well, you can fight it.
Yeah. You can, but you won't.
Right. I like how you say you won't, right? Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So can you share a little bit about your wellness journey?
Yeah. I had an awesome wellness journey weekend. So Friday, I was isolated and did a lot of some of the checkpoints that I had to personally take care of. And that was okay. That was okay. But Saturday, woke up, the Capitol Jazz Fest. Hung out there all day long. It was amazing. The music was amazing.
Who was out there? Oh. Where was this at?
In Columbia.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They have it every year. It's called the Capitol Jazz Fest. And Columbia, Maryland. And it was nice, as always.
Who did you enjoy? Like, who jumps out? Who
India.
Jumped out? Indiari.
Yes, wow. She was amazing. She took it, actually. Everybody really loved her.
Awesome.
Yes.
I love her.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, she set the stage. She came up, she initialized her presentation with words. So words, you know how powerful words are, right? So she started off with just flashings of words and started the stage that way and then started singing. And everybody just was like, hey, standing up and just grooving with her rock, you know? Really good. She performs very well anyway when she does. Yeah, she really connects to the audience. So that was good. Right. I got a little sunburn. Okay. I remind me back when I was living in Florida, we'd go to the beach.
Get that little hout fiber.
Yes, because I don't get in the water now.
Right.
No. I love the beach because I get to sit beside the flow of the ocean and hear it, watch everybody else be on the sand and get a little suntan. Yeah, you heard me, suntan.
Right. Hey. Damn. This so is that good. Season. I used to get dark every summer, but I wasn't at the beach. I was out in that field. I was out there soaking up them rays in that tobacco field.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
yes.
I got turned shades of dark in the
she's there.
Yeah. I was a different dude when I showed back up for school.
Wow.
Like, ooh.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mhm. And then on Sunday, I was sharing with Jared earlier, my sister's being deployed out, and so I wanted to spend some time with my nieces because she's actually taking them with her. Uh-huh. So they're going to, I think she's getting a nanny so that she could do what she needs to do, but they're going with her, and so we're not going to see them for maybe 3-4 months, maybe. So spend some good quality time. We went to the Annie Park out in Harford County. Really nice park. They enjoyed themselves. So did I. So I like social. There are times where I have to have my downtime. That was Friday. And I was all solitaire. But I love the social. I love to be around my friends.
Like the mix and mingle.
What? Cut it up.
Right.
And I'll laugh a little bit because you know I like to laugh, right?
Right.
So I got it all in. It all in this weekend.
All right, so we got somebody just making all kinds of noise, moving the mic around. I mean,
cause she knows she's being antsy already. Like, she wants to share.
Yeah, I was trying to get comfortable. Pardon, I'm just getting comfortable. You know, right, get ready to hit the mic hard.
This is Queen, and she's just been banging on the table, hitting the mic,
I'm doing all of that,
all of it. It's like I'm here.
Got something to say.
I might as well just let you talk if you're gonna be making all this noise. So tell us a little bit about something that you might have done. I know you weren't prepared for this question, but something that you might have done over the last week or so, since the last time I saw you, that has enhanced your wellness and your quality of life.
Well, of course, I've been working out every day, or at least 4 times a week, so that's really good. It makes me feel good. But I went to a conference this weekend in D.C., I got a scholarship from the Black Mental Health Alliance to go to the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, which is Taraji P. Henson's father's.
Wow.
And that's his name.
Yeah.
And she's created a foundation. It's called Can We Talk? And it was about mental health in the Black community and how we're not dealing with it. So it was awesome.
That is,
when I tell you, it was awesome. Wow. On Friday, they had a ball, which I did not attend, but she had all the stars, the Morris Chestnuts and the Jennifer Lewis and Charlamagne Tha God. So it was a lot of things on Friday. And then on Saturday when I went, of course, we had lunch, and then they all came on stage. And Jennifer Lewis is so funny. But all these people have had their stars, they're celebrities, but they've talked about their challenges with mental illness. So, like Jennifer Lewis, she's bipolar. Charlamagne Tha God has anxiety. So he was there. So, I mean, it was really, really nice. And they had psychiatrists from all over the country.
That was awesome.
So it was really awesome. And then Sunday was, I came back to Baltimore, because it was in D.C., at the Grand Hyatt. So I came back to Baltimore on Saturday. And then on Sunday, they had mental health and how it pertains to the Black church. And how the Black church is not dealing with it, talking about pray everything away and you know, not actually dealing with the chemical imbalance that people experience and their lives that they experience. Mm-hmm. So it was awesome. I mean, I am so grateful to have that scholarship. I couldn't afford it. So for them to be able to just give me that scholarship That's and for wonderful. Me to be able to experience that level of conversation and communication about the Black community and our mental health was, it was really good for me. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot, and I can't wait till next year to go again. It was awesome, actually, very awesome.
That's awesome. That's yeah. awesome.
That sounds good.
Yeah, an audience, you guys will learn in the near minute why that was very impactful for her, why this was such a wellness weekend for her.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. so impactful.
All right. Well, that's great. One thing I invite everyone to do who's listening is if there are things that we do that you have tried or things that we had never mentioned that you include in your weekly, daily wellness routine, give us a call in and let us know about it. We want to be able to find new ways to enhance the quality of our lives, and we'll share those with other listeners. So you can give us a call right here through the Anchor app, or you can send us a message on Instagram. You can send like a little, even if you shoot me a video on Instagram, I'll save the audio and we'll play it on the podcast. We can do it just like that.
Wow.
So let's share these things that we do to enhance our wellness. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back with, well, you heard her. We got Miss Queen in the house.
Queen will be.
Yeah.
Black Box Radio.
Yeah. So that's our guest for today. We're going to learn about her journey, her passion for, and how she developed a passion for wellness, and also the things that she is doing in the community to bring wellness to the community, and, you know, and what her vision is going forward. So it's going to be a really fun conversation. All right. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Miss Queen.
Welcome back, podcast listeners. We have Queen in the house today, and she's giving a little bit of bio background information about her. She has a bachelor's degree in science from Morgan State University. Her major was medical technology, and her minor is chemistry. And she's here today with us to share her journey. Welcome, Queen.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. So are you a native Baltimorean?
I am not. I came here to go to Morgan. So I feel like this is home now, but no, I'm not a native. I was born in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. And lived probably a few years there, and then we moved to South Carolina, and I grew up in South Carolina.
Down there with Charlemagne.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's my homeboy. Yeah, he talks, and when he talks, and I read his book, everything is about where I grew up. So it's amazing. Yeah, it's eerie.
I'm a Carolina boy too.
Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. That's where I grew up.
That's where them fields was at.
Absolutely. Yeah. Picking the cotton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, my family's from there. But actually, I was born and raised here in Maryland.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, so you said you grew up in South Carolina, born in New York, mm-hmm. came to Morgan State University, and now you call this place your home. Baltimore, yes. Maryland is your home. So what has kept you here? Tell us about your journey.
What has kept? It feels like, you know, when you come to college, you feel like, you are a child. So it's like I grew up here. I grew up at Morgan. And, you know, you create relationships. You kind of forge out your own life away from your parents. And so it just became home. And my friends are here. You know, I've done so much here. So it feels like home now.
Very good.
Yep.
So once you graduated from Morgan State, what did you do with your career?
Well, I worked a little, of course. I went and I worked. I worked at a lot of labs. And I worked at Maryland Medical. I've worked at a lot of hospitals in the area, Mercy, University of Maryland. So just working in healthcare when I graduated, probably for the first 15, 20 years.
I know you shared something with us that was impactful. You said that I was a worker bee.
Hmm.
Tell us about that.
Worker bee, yes. Well, I felt I had a goal, and my goal was to retire at 40. And to do that takes a lot of work.
Especially if you are doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
So it takes it takes time.
Right.
So I had two full-time jobs, and I used one job to my life and the things that I had to pay for and the sustaining me. And the other was more of a put-away investment-type vehicle for me to try to stack. I was stacking my coins. So that's what I was doing. So I thought that if I did that stack and I kept working, that I could retire and just live a good life, live my best life. Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen that way. No, sir. So other plans.
Have you ever heard of, there's a designer named Stephen Sagmeier. Oh, I think I'm saying this right. Anyway, if you've heard of him, you would...
Welcome to my world.
I think Sagmeier is his last name.
Okay.
No.
But he was like, okay, I know retirement is a really important thing, but I don't want to save all of it for when I'm old. So every 7 years, he takes a year off.
Mm.
So he's able to be full energy, full health. So he, rather than doing all his retirement at the end, he's kind of spread it out throughout his career. It's been spreading it out throughout his career. And also, he doesn't ever envision stopping doing what he's doing because he kind of loves what he's doing anyway. Mm-hmm. You know?
So it's two parts to that. You have to love what you do, which I did not. So you have to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Did not love what I do. And then the second part is I had a goal. So I still want to retire young, 40. So even though most people retire in their 60s, 70s, and they're old.
Right.
So I still wanted to be viable.
Right.
So that's why I said I could do this while I'm young, stack. And by 40, I'm living my best life, chilling. But again, it didn't happen like that.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah,
we try.
I like what I'm
trying
doing.
I'm trying to build a suspense for, like, you've already mentioned twice it didn't happen like that.
Mm.
I didn't want to go right into what happened. I want to put forth a couple other ideas because
let's do it.
So there is I don't know exactly the age range of our audience specifically, but I do know that at every kind of level, at every age group, there is certain things that we are more geared towards. Our competencies shift over time.
Mm-hmm.
And we become more valuable over time. I think that especially the idea of retirement at that age was really kind of envisioned when most of the labor was physical and your body was going to break down and you weren't going to be able to do those things anymore. Now the economy isn't really built on physical labor anymore. It's built on knowledge work. And your wisdom and your ability to function is really kind of boundless. But that's with the caveat that you're doing, because like the average age of coaches, for example, in professional sports, they're all in their 60s and 70s.
Oh.
Like they get coaching jobs
because
at the
valuable
age.
Is how much they know.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you're not even ready.
That.
Like
yeah.
You're not even ready for that job until you're in your 60s.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different, I know there are a lot of different attitudes about work that we kind of inherit and develop over time, and a lot of goals that we aim for. What do you think gave you that drive rather than finding something that you felt like you could just love to do? What gave you the drive? Like, I'm just gonna, where do you think that came from?
Because I just knew I didn't want to clock in anymore. And so I didn't want to do anything. It was nothing that was satisfying me enough to go to a job
right.
for anything. So I knew that I wanted to be free and I wanted to kind of chart my own path.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed resources to do it. It's also a blessing to have something to fall back on. But I also, the number one thing was to be free from the clock. And so it was nothing that... It's no job that I think I would like more than working for myself. I don't think there was a job out there like that. And so the only way I could probably make it happen was for me to build the resources to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. So your vision was more geared to what your thoughts were in regards to what are the resources and the tools I need in order to make my greater vision. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely.
Means mm-hmm. to an end.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Means mm-hmm. to an end. Mm-hmm. Because the goal is not to work. I mean, because life is work. The goal is to enhance and work for self, you know, and enhance my own life. And however that is, and not to say that I can't be around other folks who are working, but I just didn't want to. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And what I
and
hear
nothing's
you...
wrong with working.
Right.
It's not for me.
Right. Okay.
So, and I still work.
Give us free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And I still do work, but I'd right. rather work more for myself and kind of chart my own path. And the yeah. structure has, I'm so sick of the structure of what corporate America brings to the table okay. and how it actually, it affects our health. Mm-hmm. You know, the rat race. The rat race isn't easy, and that's not something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. My humanity moved out of the corporate life. You know, it's hard to be human and be there.
Very good. So for you and your journey, the importance was autonomy and being
Absolutely.
Able to be creative in your own environment mm-hmm. and design your work life the way you saw it, as
exactly.
opposed to
autonomous being. Being autonomous is so important mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. you know, and that was what probably the number one thing in the toolbox was autonomy.
Very good. And I like how you said autonomy was important to me. But according to Maslow, autonomy is pretty high. It's a hierarchy need for all of us. We need to feel like we have some control of our lives. So I can really resonate and also understand innately what you're saying about autonomy, because that's important to me. I too work in the health field, so I can understand it becoming a rat race. And the difference with your journey and mine's, I love what I do. So... Mm-hmm. You know, working.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, and it, yeah. it's like.
That changes the whole
thing. It changes the whole thing, because I was yeah. thinking about, you
If you don't
know,
like it, that's yes. the issue. I probably would have said 45 would be retirement if I liked it.
Oh, yes.
But I still am like nothing more than I like me.
Yes, and I love that. Yeah.
Only 5 more years. But it's just nothing that they could, that is no job that can create what I can create that would fit me.
Yes.
And there's then, no one else who could fit, who could create that. So I just felt that. I'm the only one who can create that, and so I need to create it.
That is wonderful.
However it looks, mm-hmm. it needs to fit yes. me, and I'm the yes. only one who understands me.
That's right. Yeah. And I love that, and I love that passion and commitment to that thought, because that should be everyone's vision. Mm-hmm. Let it fit for me. And the fact that you knew what that fit looked like, and you just were trying to get there, you said, I got to get there. I want to get there, you know? Yeah. But, you know, looking back... and how you saw how to get there. Do you have some different thoughts on that?
The way that I chose to get there was, not something I should have done, but
Before you get the wrong impression, I paid the price. Yeah, before you get the wrong impression, because the way you started that, you act like you were out there with them bricks.
Slinging.
Right, that's not where this conversation is going.
Nah,
just in case
nah,
you were wondering.
No, nah, we're not going.
The way it was said that, I wanted to cut that off. Oh, was Queen out there with the queen, huh? You was queen pin. You out there
Absolutely.
With the thing.
Slinging. Hashing it up. No, it wasn't that.
It was like, it was 1989.
It was a good year for the hustler.
Middle of the, yeah. The streets was hot. The block was hot. Why did I stay in Baltimore?
Every day
that's
I'm
where
hustling.
That money at.
Hustling. Wonderful. Thank you for clarifying that.
Because I felt that's the energy that I was getting.
That's not what went down. So should I? Thank you, G Forte.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Appreciate the clarity. No, I was working 2 full-time jobs. So that's how I erected my way to get this money. And I said, if I work with one and pay my bills and sustain my life, that would be good. And then I'm going to take the other one and kind of stack. And then I did it for 5 years, you know, and a lot of discipline. I missed out on a lot because you really got to keep your head down and make it happen. And within doing that, the stress of that much work.
And hating it every day.
Mm-hmm. And hating and not that. Liking it.
Yeah, you got to put that combination together.
Yeah, because
you're
that's
right.
Very important.
That is important.
Because if you work and do something you love, it changes the whole scope. So definitely not liking it and then doing that much work, it is tremendous stress and wear and tear on your body. Mm-hmm. And lack of sleep, all these ancillary things. Eating on the run. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of ancillary issues that will tear your body apart. The stress of working, the long hours on your body. And the healthcare is it's a system that comes after you. It makes you work. You get a degree in healthcare and it's great. You will work, but they'll work you to death if you allow it. So, and then you work in conditions that are not ideal for most people. They don't understand. Everyone comes to the hospital, they're sick. So you're around disease, you're around bacterium, you're exposed to a lot of environmental factors where you work. Mm-hmm. And then you work on hard floors, you work long hours. So it's a lot of things. And then you have benchmarks that you have to do while you work, amount of samples we had to put out and a lot of things we had to do. So, and they check that. So you're always looking at your numbers and, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a lot of things in play. And doing that for, say, 15 to 16 hours a day, sometimes 140 hours a week. Just, you know, just a lot of working. Mm-hmm. So my body did not do well. Mm-hmm. The fourth year I started seeing it, the fifth year was, I had to stop because I was really getting sick.
So what we're hearing is that the dimensions in your life, so that balance, you didn't have that balance wheel going on. You didn't have a relationship. Were you married?
No.
Okay, so we don't have a relationship.
Ain't no time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, nobody.
I was in a relationship, but the relationship ended because I was never there. Mm-hmm. That was one of the issues that I was working all the time. I worked too much. Mm-hmm. That was one of the issues, the biggest issue, actually.
Yeah. So we got a wheel of life audience, and a lot of times it measures from 1 to 10. And so with the finances, you would say you had a 10, right? Yeah, you were hitting that mark, right?
The stack was great.
Mm-hmm. Relationship, you probably have to give it
minus zero.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about physical.
Minus 100.
You're talking about nutritional.
Terrible. So all of the things ancillary other than working, finance was it bad.
So your wheel was, you were driving your life, right, with a very disjointed, you know.
It was a flat wheel.
It was pretty much flat. Like,
blop,
blop, yep. Blop, yep, exactly.
And your body can't handle it. It's a biochemistry process that needs to be fed, and it needs balance.
It needs
you
balance.
You know, and when you make an imbalance, it will show you, especially for that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And something will break down. Mm-hmm. And it's either you or your health, something will not continue to work. So that's what happened. Exactly what happened.
And so do share. So I like that you're sharing with us the importance of your journey and how the outcome may have not been very positive for you. So share a little bit more with us about that outcome from working 40, 70, 90 hours a week.
Yeah. Well, the outcome wasn't too good. I mean, financially, I was in a good place, probably. Well, I would say yes, I was in a great place. I was not in a good place with any of my relationships, even with my family, because I was so in tune on what I wanted to do. It was actually a selfish movement to a point. You know, when you want to do something sometimes and you make it selfish, you know, closed hand receives nothing. So in all actuality, the buildup was going to be taken down anyway because of how I set it up. You can't start out selfish, you know, and that's really where it was at. Yes, I wanted to do it, but who was it helping and who was it enhancing? And, you know, so none of it worked. Yeah. And I always say malicious action never worked. And it might not be malicious like you're trying to stab someone, but when you selfishly start a campaign and you remove people from your lives and you become an island, which no man is an island, then sometimes the karma of that is to bring you back and I got sick, and I needed everybody around me whom I had ignored on that mission. So with that, with the onset of trying to be independent and creating this thing that I was doing and my selfish thought, it made me become very unselfish because I needed help once I got sick. Mm-hmm. And that's what karma does. You create something that you might think is good, but it really, really shows you that it started in a dark place, even though, you know, you had good intentions. But you know what they say about good intentions? Mm-hmm. It's the pathway to hell. Exactly. And so, you know, I had health events in the last 3 years, in the last 2 years, three surgeries. One major surgery and three surgeries all together in 2 years. So that was a lot of the things that I did to myself and my body reacting to that and saying, listen, either get it together or I'm going to put you down for a good long time. So you're going to really be retired. Just keep it up. So once I had those surgeries and started, I talked to God. I said, listen, if you give me this chance and you put me back on my feet and get me ambulatory and get me well, I will be of service. And I will serve people and give my life as service and not selfish, but service. And I've embarked on that, and that's what I'm doing now. I want to be of service. Even having a business and all that is not most important. That just being of service is very important to me. The first thing I said, for me to be of service, I need to be healthy. So my physical health was so important, and working on my mental health too, and working those two in tandem so I can be of service and be a whole person. I'm also have a company called A1 Housing Solutions, and we house people with mental health issues. So that was one of my ways, definitely, to kind of serve a community that has a lack of service and try to provide a safe spot housing for them and to ensure that, you know, folks who have limited resources have a place to actually call home and feel safe. Because one of the biggest issues for people who have issues with their mental health is safety, is just knowing where they're going to be the next minute, and sometimes not burning those bridges as they go forward. So just having a safe spot is so important to a person who has challenges with just being. Yes.
Yeah, and that's an awesome wellness tool you provide in the community, because a lot of times with not just mental disruption in their lives, physical disruption,
absolutely,
you know, sort of derails them from their safety, from their home environment. And so with residential care services that provides a safe environment for people who have had some disruption in their lives due to health issues, being physical, mental issues, having some place to go and a little space they can call their own where it's safe, it's tremendous. It provides a huge part of well-being to every individual, like you said. Because that's a lot of times what we're faced with when I'm working with persons who are in the rehab division at the hospital or in subacute centers, rehab centers. They say, I have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to work. I don't have any income. And, you know, could you please help? Sometimes it overshadows the physical rehabilitation that they're there to have. They want to know they have some place to go, that you have their back, that they feel like you're going to work hard and provide a resource that they can call their own.
So, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, so thank you.
Imagine
for that.
Imagine if you don't have a home to go to.
Yes.
Yeah, your life would be chaotic.
Chaotic, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so how? And what other ways do you share your wellness passion in the community?
Well, that's one way. And then A1 Housing Solutions, we provide supportive living. We provide assisted living. The number is 410-972. 9687. So I'm going to plug my business, of course. A1 Housing Solutions. We provide supportive living to folks who need support in their lives. And payments are usually from SSI, SSDI, or out of pocket. It's how folks afford our service, but we kind of do everything for the client and just expect for the client to do their lives, more or less. So it's really a safe place where we take up the everyday activity of the cleaning and the cooking and all that and sustaining the house, and they just go about their lives and understand that, you know, we got their back when it comes to housing. So again, A1 Housing Solutions, the phone number is 410-972-9687.
Also, you'll be able to click through on whatever app you're using to listen. We'll have that number in the show notes, as well as an email address, so that you can get a hold of Queen Shaky Legs over here, bumping the mic all the way around. See if we can get someone to assist with the living of that chair that we tried to get a stationary chair.
I'm doing good, y'all. This is my first time. I'm doing really, really good.
Right. Yeah, you are.
Great stories. Great stories. We got to work on that.
That movement. I got to stay still. Got it.
Right. That hustle's still in you.
And so I have a continuation of that. So also, I'm creating a podcast, Black Box Radio, and we're bringing information to the Black community. Mm-hmm. We're Black, we're beautiful, and we're Baltimore. And so the service I'm providing is information. I think a lot in the Black community, the access to information or effectual information is a lack of. And so we want to be able to be that conduit for the community and disseminate information, and also, you know, just have an entertaining presence in the community, whereas we can entertain but also provide information and you know, love and connection and things that the Black community needs, per se. So y'all look for Black Box Radio. Queen of B, we coming.
When is your launch day?
BBRA
is in September 21st. We're trying to come with that first episode, Black Box Radio.
BBRA.
Whatever, Jack.
You might hear me on there from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going to box him up, y'all. He's going to get boxed up, for sure.
I know that sounds aggressive and potentially violent. Okay. I mean, you know.
And I'm naive.
Why has it got to be violent? Why can't it just be aggressive and, you know, just some loving one? You got to be violent?
I don't know.
What do you think? You can feed me anything. I don't know.
What do you think? Do you think that was violent?
I'm very neutral on that thought. You know what I mean?
That's a good place to be sometimes.
Yeah, you know.
Stay neutral.
Right. my co-host here, he's a little bit more diversified in culture and music and words of slang conversation. So I have to be over here in the corner and say, hey, I'm neutral. Yeah. I don't know what it means.
You so pinky up. She don't get that. Her pinky is all the way up.
Is that
all
what
away,
it is?
All the way, all the way. It's all good. We'll stay down here in the grind.
No, it's not.
Me and G Forte.
I'm just saying.
And pinky up Karen.
No.
The Wellness Connection. It's all good, y'all.
It is because here we got a sample from all of
good synergy over here, right?
Yeah, from all of Maryland, you know. Hey, we got a good, you know, a little here, a little there, and a little over here. That's
absolutely
all.
What a buffet.
All right, awesome. I think that is really important that a couple things that you mentioned I want to really reiterate. Whenever there's an emergency, there's some kind of basic things that when they become an issue for you, nothing else really matters. So if you don't know where you're going to sleep a specific night, then whatever else you're worrying about is not even
secondary.
It's like, you know, when your body breaks down, everything else kind of fades to the side.
Sure.
So it's really important that there's so many people who have a lot to offer. And yes, they might be struggling with the issues that are going on in their lives. They might be spending 16 hours a day doing something that they hate. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people in situations who have something to offer, who need to be freed from whatever's blocking them from doing that. And I believe that in many cases, we all benefit when people are in a space where they can operate in the special gifts that they have, mm-hmm. and grow into the talents that they have and be able to make the biggest contribution that they specifically can make based on who they are and what their experience is. So if you're listening, you might have some stuff going on. Whatever's going on, it doesn't diminish whatever it is that you're here to do. And there are resources available that can help you find a path from where you are now to the place that you are really kind of specifically designed to be by just who you are and the things that you've experienced. It's a unique, everyone has a unique path that they've taken it, and there are things that you can pick up from the place that you are now that other people can benefit from. So with the story, what inspires me is the fact that Miss Queen has a lot of energy and enthusiasm and the same sort of urgency that she directed towards the goals that she set for herself. She has that, she keeps that same energy about doing the next thing and moving forward. So that motor is still there, that drive is still there. And I'm excited for everyone who's going to be benefiting from the work that she puts out into the world over these next, you know, in this phase of her career before she decides she's just going to not do nothing.
Somehow I just can't quite believe that. Not yet. No, not this energy, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be dabbing and dabbing for a while.
Yes. It's just, again, and great job, Jared, just kind of bringing that all to the table because, yeah, I can't see Miss Queen retiring anytime soon, long as it's something she's passionate about and feels like she can actually take it to the limits and beyond the limits that maybe someone wants to set for her or that even she sets for herself sometimes. So that's what I see going on. But, hey, who am I? You tell us. What's your vision, Miss Queen?
My vision? Wow. I want to do something comprehensive in the mental health community with, like, my clients, something that's organic and kind of speaks to their needs in a more homogenous way. So we're looking to create something like that, whereas they can access services, and when they access the service, the people know them, understand who, you know, their diagnosis and how, and know them as people, so we can actually do some real work with mental health than, you know, just going all over the place and all of these different caregivers and different people who are actually dealing with their mental health. And it's almost like my clients, when they go out into the world, the way that they think in their head is the way that they go about treatment. It's chaotic. Mm-hmm. And so it's not many great things coming out of chaos.
Not at all.
Absolutely.
Scripture speaks
about
that.
So we need to make it a less chaotic experience and more, and to get more effectual diagnosis and work. So that's what I'm looking to do with a few of my friends and some practitioners to create something like that. And also, I really wanna be very proactive about my podcast. Black Box Radio got a lot to do, got a lot to say. So BB Aura. It's absolutely a passion, and we want everyone who's trying to do something in Baltimore and want Black Baltimore to show up to come through us, mm-hmm. come talk to us. You know, let us box you up, let us talk to you, feel you, bring it back to the community, chew it up, let the community talk to you, because we're not just talking to people. We want people to talk to us.
Yeah.
So Black Box Radio is important.
Very good, and I'm very excited about your upcoming visions coming to full fruition because, yeah, you're right. There's a lot to also say but share because mm-hmm. what did you say earlier? A man is not an island.
No man's an island.
Okay,
no.
So you have wisdom, experiences, ideas, successes that I can benefit from. And so is my neighbor over here.
G-Forte.
So, yeah, G-Forte, you know. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening, your podcast listeners. I'm hoping this episode will be meaningful, a tool, and a resource for you. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help others find this show. Please leave us a rating and review. You can also connect at wellnessconnection.health, where you can design your wellness journey using tools and resources to facilitate your ultimate and meaningful health and wellness journey. My name is Karen.
And I'm G Forte.
And I'm Queen of B.
With Hail Wellness on the Wellness Connection.